Welcome to Rhema for Today.
The church, we believers, will all be changed. It's our bodies that change in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. And we'll have a new body, praise God, fashioned like unto His glorious body. And our bodies couldn't and wouldn't be plagued with sickness and disease anyway. So we wouldn't have any need for that provision.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. We went into Rhema's archives and chose Kenneth E. Hagin's classic teaching, Recognizing Roadblocks to Healing. This will be a great month of teaching. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, here's Kenneth E. Hagin with today's message.
I began a series of lessons to you yesterday concerning roadblocks to healing. Now, I don't know about you, but I know in my own individual case, and I know in dealing with others through the years, that so often you have to get over these roadblocks to get people up to the place of healing. And these were some of the very first ones that I had to overcome. I had to find the answer to from the Word of God. And when I found the answer, then I was right there at the door of healing and entered in. Praise God. And so you can too. The road to divine healing, I said, is not always, and in fact, it's seldom, an expressway. But rather, it's a road that's strewn with roadblocks placed in our way by the devil to keep God's people from enjoying the blessings of health which God has provided. And so we looked yesterday at one, and we were on the second one, and I'll pick up there and go along. The second one was, healing may not be God's will for me. Now see, as long as I'm questioning that, as long as I doubt that, I'm going to stop the healing power from flowing into my body. And some people, when they pray, they think they should always pray and always end every prayer with, if it be thy will. However, in this case, that prayer is unnecessary, for God has plainly told us in His Word that it is His will. So anything that the Word of God says is ours, you don't have to pray, if it be thy will, because we already know. We have His Word for it. Now, for instance, a sinner wouldn't pray, Lord, save me if it be thy will, would he? Now, why? Because we know that the Bible said God's not willing that any should perish, but all should come unto repentance. We know that the Bible said, whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. We know the Bible said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Therefore, the sinner does not have to pray, if it be thy will, because he's got God's word for it, and God's word is his will. Now then, by like token, the child of God does not need to pray, Lord, heal me, if it be thy will. Now why? Well, God's word plainly tells us that Jesus has already paid the price for our healing. Now we looked at Matthew 8:17, where it said himself, Jesus, took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Now after I fully understood what that verse meant, and you know I read that verse for years and didn't get it. You know that's easily done. For the simple reason, you see, that we read over certain things because sometimes our minds are already made up. And we think it said something that it really doesn't say. But when it finally dawned on me what this verse is saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses, then I thought like this, you know, if it's ours, it's yours and mine. And so I just substituted my in the place of our. Himself took my sicknesses and bared my infirmities. Praise God, took my infirmities and bare my sicknesses. And so, if it's mine, thank God it's mine. Hallelujah. And if it's mine, if he bore my sicknesses and carried my diseases, then there's no need of both of us bearing them. The reason that he bore them was that I might be free. Therefore, why pray if it be thy will? Because the Bible states that it is his will. Amen. Praise God. Now, like I said, many people, most people, I'll put it this way, who do not believe in divine healing, stay away from this scripture, Matthew 8:17. But I was reading after one writer, and he said, well, he approached the scripture, you see, and he explained it like this. He said, well, now that just meant that Christ took the infirmities and bare the sicknesses of those people then. And I thought to myself, well, if he did, then I got no reason to believe that he took my sin. He just took their sins, and he just bare their sins, not mine. But no, Christ wasn't just given to that generation. He was given to the whole world, praise God, for all time, wasn't he? And that's now. Then besides that, Matthew wrote his gospel after Jesus died and was raised from the dead and ascended on high and was up in heaven. And so, if healing had only applied to those that were living in Jesus' time, then Matthew would have written, himself took their infirmities and bare their sicknesses. But you see, he didn't write that. The Holy Spirit, through Matthew, wrote, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Hallelujah. And so it belongs to us. And then someone else came up with the theory. You remember I gave you my definition of a theory yesterday. I'll repeat it for the benefit of you who didn't get it. A theory is a supposition established upon ignorance of the subject under discussion. And so someone came up with the theory that healing, all right, that's true. Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. But that instead of referring to the present and the past, that it only refers to the future. That is, that it would come to pass during the millennium. Well, you know, if that were true, there wouldn't be really any need for healing then, because the curse will be lifted. And the church, we believers, will all be changed. It's our bodies that's changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. And we'll have a new body, praise God, fashioned like unto his glorious body. And our bodies couldn't and wouldn't be plagued with sickness and disease anyway. So we wouldn't have any need for that provision. So then God would have provided something for us that we didn't even need. Well, I don't believe God's stupid. I believe that preacher wrote that stupid. Because it would be stupid on God's part to provide something for us that we didn't need. No, the promise belongs to us now. The scripture belongs to us now. For we are subject to illness in this life, not the next. And the promise, the fact, the scripture, that he took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses belongs to us today. Therefore, we do not have to pray, if it be thy will, because his word has clearly shown us that it is his will. Now then again, some people say, well, yeah, but now didn't the Lord Jesus Christ teach us to pray, Father, thy will be done? Now, you see what they've done. If you just say it like that, no, he didn't teach us that. I said, if you just say it like that, because you've only quoted half of a scripture, half of a verse. You see, a half-truth sometimes is just as bad as a whole untruth. Beware of half-truth, because you may have gotten the hold of the wrong half. Amen. Are you listening to me? Now, here's what Christ taught us. Here's what he said. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, see, that's the whole statement. Well, instead of then him teaching us, when it comes to healing, to pray, if it be thy will, What he actually said was, Christ was teaching us to pray that God's will be done on earth just as it's done in heaven. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Isn't that right? Well, I want to ask you a question. Is there any sickness or disease in heaven? No. 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 Is it the will of God? Is it the will of God that there be sickness and disease in heaven? Huh? No. Well, if it is not his will that people be sick and diseased in heaven, then it is not his will that they be sick and diseased on the earth. Because according to this verse, he said, pray, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Isn't that right? That's exactly what it is. So, if his will is truly done on earth as it is in heaven, then there will be no sickness among us.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's special radio offer. First is the complete set of 21 videos from Winter Bible Seminar 2026, all on one USB drive. This new MP4 format offers a convenient way to view these teachings. This is offered for a price of $95. Next is the 21 audio teachings from Winter Bible Seminar on a USB drive in MP3 format, offered for the price of $50. And lastly, we're offering both the video MP4s and the audio MP3s on two USB drives for $140. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Sunday, May the 3rd. What is that, honey?
International Rhema Day. That is where individuals, groups, churches participate in helping Rhema do what it's doing all over the world.
Yes.
First of all, pray for us. Secondly, support Rhema with a financial gift, whatever it can be. And then tell others about Rhema Bible Training College.
Yes.
And you can get all the information at rhema.org/IRD. International Rhema Day, Sunday, May 3rd. And I invite you to join myself and
yes,
a lot of other people.
And churches.
In fact, we have some businesses that
yes,
are in there because the offering goes to help Rhema do what it's doing all over the world.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his series, Recognizing Roadblocks to Healing. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.